You're listening to SBS News.
The government is digging up our past to spite our future. That's what the Climate Council's gas report has labelled the government's gas-led recovery. The report claims to expose some unsavoury truths about the energy source. One of the co-authors, Tim Baxter, describes how much of the emissions created by gas go unreported.
In Australia, we don't so much measure the emissions of gas. We estimate them based on standard emissions factors. Our report shows that this has led to a potentially significant underreporting of emissions from gas in Australia. Upstream emissions of gas, as well as leaks and other sources, are underreported using out-of-date measurements.
Dr. Pep Cannadel, a chief research scientist in the CSIRO Climate Science Centre, explains how much of the energy from gas in Australia is used within the gas industry itself when exported as liquid natural gas.
One of the biggest growths over the last very few years has been liquefied gas for export in the export markets primarily. And so in order to liquefy the gas, you need a lot of energy to really bring high pressure and produce, you know, more from a gas to a liquid. So the industry itself, a lot of the gas that kind of really extracts then is used, you know, to have those processes of high pressure to produce the liquid, which then gets packed and exported.
These findings come at the same time as the United Nations Environment Program released a report that highlighted Australia's intention of growing the fossil fuel industry at a time when countries need to reduce their emissions by more than 6%. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warns that the world is on the brink of a climate catastrophe.
Let's face facts. The state of our planet is broken. Humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal. The science is clear. For example, unless the world cuts fossil fuel production by 6% every year between now and 2030, things will get worse, much worse.
We reached out to the gas industry for comment, but heard nothing back at the time of recording. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.